Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 28th of January, recording at 9:22 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. See here today, Asian stock markets, where they're open and many are closed for the Chinese New Year week holiday, but where they were open, we had modest gains. And European stock markets, strong gains. On the order of 3.5 to 4.5%, and German DAX index, that's a 4.5% gainer in here today. And Wall Street, a solid performance as well, with the Dow up 2.5%, but the S&P index up just below 3.5%, and the NASDAQ composite just above 3.5%. So it's good solid performance, closing near the highs of the day. And elsewhere, long-dated government bonds down over 2 points on the 30-year bond future. The U.S. dollar is a little steadier in here, having been weaker earlier in the day. Precious metals prices are easier today, with gold slipping back to 887.65. That's the current level as I speak. And silver slightly below the $12 mark. And we had one gainer in the precious metals. It looks like platinum, but very modest gain. The agricultural commodities, a few more up than down, including the grain and bean complex. Crude oil, modest gain. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, that, or the aftermath of that big decline in stock market indices, which are mostly ranging. Well, let's concentrate on the ones that are open. The Western stock market indices, so those of Europe, and also the U.S. Indices, to take that group here, for instance, which is quite influential, and not least Wall Street with the leash effect. And following a burst of gains on the heels of the year-end rally, culminating on January 2nd, we saw pretty persistent decline into early last week. And subsequently, we've had a good bounce, with the Dow bouncing from just below the 8,000 level, and it's currently at 8,375 today, and the S&P index bouncing from the psychological 800 level, both of those being above the November lows. In commenting early last week that we were oversold on a short-term basis, and then one would expect some steadying near the November lows, and in mentioning repeatedly that I thought we would see at least a dead cat bounce, following today's additional gains, this is already more than a dead cat bounce, and it's quite a good bounce. Depending on which index you look at, it's regained less than half that was lost, but it's done it fairly quickly. So in other words, we had a 3-week decline, and just over the last week we've seen some pretty reasonable gains here. So the Fuller Money forecast, really following that very climactic action in October and early November, the Fuller Money forecast for a ranging rally back towards the declining 200-day moving averages, a reversion to the mean, in other words, in terms of those moving averages, is still on course. Now, I've also mentioned that this showed some aspects of base formation development, and one can't be more specific than that, because base formation development, particularly when there's a financial crisis involved, is historically it's been a lengthy process. And our view all along has been that this would be a lengthy convalescence. In other words, that it would take a good many months for base formations to develop. But we have cited from time to time the upward dynamics that we have seen within these trading ranges as encouraging in terms of evidence of base formation development. And it's encouraging to see the European indices and Wall Street rebounding from those November lows. Now they have to go further to really reinforce the November low as a major floor area, but we're rallying at the moment. So again, as I say, I wouldn't want to be too bearish here overall. And tactically, I think the best strategy is not always easy to do, but it's the one I've advocated and try to follow myself, is to buy on weakness and then to lighten positions on rallies. As I say, I haven't always done that. When I have done it, it's been profitable. And when I bought on the rallies, being a little too enthusiastic, hoping that they would support breakouts from the trading ranges, it's been costly, at least in the short term. So still very much a trading range environment overall, but I've certainly seen worse environments. In terms of a catalyst here today, I think the factor cited on Bloomberg earlier in the day was the Obama administration creating the much talked about, the jargon for it is the bad bank, a special financial concern that would house much of the paper that's very difficult to evaluate at this stage, just to clear up the balance, the bank balance sheets a little bit more, so that they could get back to something closer, a little bit closer to normal banking processes, normal lending processes. That's a long march. It's not going to happen overnight, needless to say. But in terms of stock market performance, given that people were expecting, many people were forecasting and expecting a depression, then if we, against the background of those expectations, extreme expectations, we can say to see a further sideways and ranging period, and quite possibly with an upward bias, is certainly not beyond the bounds of possibilities here. Now, next week, I will be fascinated to see what happens with China. And, okay, we are three-fifths of the way through this week, but on the basis of that evidence, the signal would be positive. Now, if we get additional gains tomorrow and Friday, obviously that would increase the prospects that China would, and the other Asian markets that have been closed, would open with some reasonable gains. And China's at the upper side of its overall range, as are a few other indices. The Brazilian stock market index is as well, and a few of the smaller Asian indices are quite steady. I believe the best performing stock market this year is Sri Lanka, but that's on hopes that the political wars is subsiding there, and it's hardly an earth-shattering one. But if the Wall Street gets up to the upper side of its trading range, let alone above the highs that we saw in December and early January, that would certainly be good for sentiment. Now, there's been a lot of concern about the banking sector, and rightly so, and those bank indices had broken downwards quite sharply in the middle of the month. They saw a very strong rebound in here today, but They still are not back into the trading ranges that had existed prior to the downward breaks. Anyway, you slice it though. This was good market action in here today. So we still have a nervous environment overall. So I expect the activity to remain generally toppy. But so far, the lows have held, and that will attract some buyers back into the market. And to repeat a point, but because it's an important one, I think one buys on weakness and lightens on the rallies, and that applies to just about everything. Long-dated government bonds, as U.S. Treasuries have looked toppy for the better part of a month, and the other long-dated government bond futures have lost upward momentum overall and appear somewhat vulnerable. I've always maintained that they would take their cue from stock market action. Steadier stock markets, and we will see some money coming out of those long-dated government bonds. And I also feel that really they were priced for, well, I won't say priced for perfection, and they perhaps from the standpoint of a bond analyst, but the perfection, of course, that people were talking about was a deflationary recession bordering on depression. And I think we will escape with something not quite so severe as that. And therefore, these long-dated government bonds do not represent any kind of acceptable value. And but they do represent the last of the great bubbles. Precious metals down for the second day, but we have to remember how strong they were last Friday. And I think that they're maybe in somewhat impeded now that stock markets have steadied up a little bit. But overall, the patterns are quite firm, and gold's a bit choppy, but have a look at platinum and silver. These look to me to be orderly consolidations prior to higher gains, and my view is still that one nibbles at the precious metals on weakness, but probably lightens on rallies given some of the volatility. Industrial metals have been a little bit choppy, but had a reasonable day in here today. And now I'm going to curtail that comment. Nickel didn't have a bad day, but copper had been strong earlier on, gave up the gains. These are depressed sectors. They've seen huge moves on the downside, but those declines have lost downside momentum, and the ranging activity looks like the early stages of base development formation. I've said that before, and it's a point worth repeating. And the mere fact that the metal prices have steadied helps the mining shares to perform on the up days in the stock markets, and they remain really quite firm. We saw ArcelorMittal had a good day in here today. BlackRock World Mining is quite solid in its trading range, which also looks like a base formation. So, bottom line on all that, the outlook is not so bad as people have been led to think. I am sometimes roundly criticized by a small minority of subscribers for saying that, and perhaps my views are greeted with a degree of disbelief by many more subscribers, but I prefer to let the charts do the talking. And whenever I find that the technical action diverges from my views, let alone expectations, well, they're about the same thing, aren't they? I had better readjust my views and expectations in line with the price action. And I think investors are beginning to do that. Either consciously or subconsciously, leading to the steadier performances in stock markets. The big news, the second half of this month, is that the November lows have held for global stock market indices. And in terms of currencies, I would expect some of the currencies that had taken a pasting at year-end and earlier this month, the euro, sterling, the Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, I would expect them to rally a bit further. And the US dollar does look vulnerable to me to a sell-off. On that note, I'll just conclude by saying once again, all the very best to all of you.